Good morning, and welcome to the studio, Mr. Fersen.
Thank you. Good morning.
Could you start by telling the listeners if there is a widely accepted definition of what exactly a natural disaster is?
Any catastrophic event that is caused by nature or the natural process of the Earth is considered a natural disaster. However, events that occur in unpopulated areas are not considered disasters. For example, a flood on an uninhabited island would not count as a disaster, but a flood in a populated area is called a natural disaster.
By what standards is the severity of a disaster measured?
It's measured in lives lost, economic loss, and the ability of the population to rebuild. Some disasters cause more loss of life than others, and population density affects the death count as well.
Could we first discuss the impact these disasters have on our environment? Maybe it is easier to follow if you could give us some examples.
Certainly. We're all familiar with California wildfires, I think. They have transformed the whole ecosystem dramatically, just like the cyclones that occurred in Myanmar in 2008. And in addition to single events, there is the issue of global climate change. Besides being a major threat to some island nations that could easily end up below sea level, the melting of glaciers is causing the desalination of saltwater oceans. This could not only deprive the world of 30% or more of its edible fish supply, but the loss of coral reefs from the same cause would put numerous coastal regions in jeopardy of tidal waves and surges.
Can we now turn to the more immediate impact natural disasters have on people?
Well, first of all, like I mentioned, lives are often lost as a result of a disaster. Populations also get displaced, that is, many people have to leave their homes to find shelter elsewhere. This inevitably goes with difficulties in healthcare and education, not to mention food supplies and clean water.
Yes, indeed. What health risks are particularly associated with natural disasters?
For example, after floods, waterborne bacteria and malaria-carrying mosquitoes often breed in the resulting stagnant water. And the impact on mental health is often devastating, particularly when young children are involved. When children face scenes of destruction and the death of friends and loved ones, many of them develop post-traumatic stress disorder, a serious psychological condition resulting from extreme trauma. Some people also withdraw into a state of depression.
What about the children's physical health?
A big threat to that is the lack of food. Thousands of people around the world go hungry as a result of destroyed crops and loss of agricultural supplies, whether it happens suddenly in a storm or gradually in a drought, or fields getting unexpectedly saturated in salt water after tsunamis. And we have to bear in mind that all these events result in the rise of food prices, leaving families in risk of severe malnutrition or worse.
Is there anything we can do to prevent these disasters?
Well, scientists, geologists, and storm watchers around the world work hard to predict major disasters and avert as much damage as possible. With modern technology, it has become easier to predict some of the disasters, like storms, blizzards, and cyclones, and other weather-related disasters. Some disasters come up quite unexpectedly, though, like earthquakes, wildfires, and landslides. And sometimes, even though there is a time of warning, it's often too short and the results are catastrophic.
Can individuals living in a possible disaster area prepare in any way?
Most certainly, yes. Having a disaster preparedness kit is essential. After a catastrophe, we will need water, food, and shelter. So these should be a priority. We need enough water to last for 3 days. And that goes for canned food supplies as well. For shelter, we need blankets and a tent. Another essential item is medication, and we should have at least a week's supply of that.
Are there other items that you would pack in your kit?
Flashlights, a battery-powered radio, some cash, a mobile phone, and a charger. What to pack would obviously depend on the nature of the possible disaster, and your own situation.
Is there something besides the kit that could be helpful?
Finding out as much as we can about the kind of disaster that might happen, creating an emergency plan, and getting trained in first aid are some useful steps to be taken.
And what about after a disaster? How can people help?
Apart from organisations set up to be prepared for natural disasters, who work both on a global and a local scale of rescue work, individuals can do a lot. It is the individuals who step in that make a difference. Volunteers donate items, time, and skills to help those affected by a natural disaster. And of course, people donate funds for international organisations like the Red Cross.
I'm afraid our time is up. Thank you very much for sharing the information with our listeners.
You're very welcome.